RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
And Beyond the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcoming in special guest today, who's ready to get after it in Lambeau with me tomorrow, Ben Standig of Last Man. Standig is the Substack, the podcast, the media empire. Ben, how's it going?
Media empire sounds so funny. Michael, I'm doing well. Appreciate you having me on. I know you are a guy that can handle a show by yourself, so I appreciate the opportunity to come on as a guest.
We don't have a ton of guests, but you're certainly, you make the cut. You do a thing I get very excited about every year, and I'm so glad you did it for the Substack now, the NFL Agent Survey. You checked in with 24 NFL agents, and I want to get to that. That was the tease, though. But first, let's talk about this team. Jaden Daniels was not at his very best on Sunday. He was not as sharp as maybe he would have liked to have been. Zach Ertz acknowledged he wasn't as sharp as he would have liked to have been. Any worries there, or is that standard early season stuff, and you think they'll turn the page?
Yeah, I'm going to chalk it up to standard early season stuff. I know I have tried to recalibrate my brain about what I expect for weeks 1 and 2 from almost any team, because, you know, teams just don't, you know, they rarely use their players in preseason games. Training camps are, you know, look, I don't want to take one hit, let alone hundreds, but like, they're far less physical than they were back in the day. So I do think it takes a little more of a ramp up time for some teams to get going. And if we remember a year ago, Washington was not particularly impressive in a week 1 loss at Tampa Bay. But this time they win the game. So even if, you know, even if the offense was a little bit wonky, Jaden Daniels, he couldn't quite reach the high bar he set for himself last year, but still very effective. So not a concern, but you know, something to watch. If this is an issue, if we're talking about this in week 4, then maybe we have to wonder what's going on.
I love you invoked the maxim there. You know, and college coaches say that all the time. Biggest improvement happens between week 1 and week 2. And I think now that there's no preseason, we'll be saying that in the NFL soon too. What do you do in week 2's 3 days after week 1? This kind of scrambles things a bit. But I'll be honest, Ben, I don't hate it. You're not exhausted from the wear and tear of a season the way you are normally in the Thursday game, and you get a nice breather after this before you know, Vegas comes to town. I'm not opposed to the early Thursday.
No, I mean, look, I loathe the short weeks as much as anybody in general, but if you're going to say to me, hey, you have to have one, I'd much rather have week 2 than say week nine when you're beat up, you're huffing and puffing to get to your bye week or just to catch a break somewhere. Not to mention you probably you have much more of a chance to have lost players to injuries already and so on. So yeah, week two is a lot better. And it's a lot better that they won. If they were coming into this thing 0-1, that we'd be having a different tone. But getting the win, you know, at least, you know, give you some little bit of leeway should, you know, on the road in a short week, things don't go your way. But yeah, I'd much rather have week two than further down the line.
You don't want to be desperate in a Thursday night game, and these guys aren't desperate. You're on with Kevin Sheehan a lot. I love listening to you and Kevin. Kevin has been waving the pom-poms for this team. He's predicting big things, as you know. I think all of us are you know, recalibrating what this team is and can be in the Jane Daniels era. Any adjustments to your season-long predictions after week one? Anything that made you say, I think differently?
Well, I can't change too much after one game, but, you know, to me, the biggest mystery was the defense. What was this defense going to look like? We know the changes they made to the lineup, getting some bigger bodies like Javon Kinlaw, Dietrich Wise, and, you know, they draft Trey Amos for the secondary. And, you know, they really do look a lot better, at least with the starting lineup on all three levels. I think there's some depth concerns, but okay. They look really good against the Giants. The defensive front in particular, Kinlaw and Daron Payne were flying around. And, you know, if those two big guys are going to be as active as they were against New York all season, I mean, good luck to the offensive line trying to deal with that. But it's still only one game, so I can't go too crazy yet. Also, the Giants offense just looked terrible for their own particular reasons. So, you know, let's see. Green Bay will be a much sterner test across the board, but particularly on offense. And, you know, we'll get a better feel for them this week. But yeah, I think to me the defense would be the one part of this where you think, okay, maybe I need to change something. I was already factoring in Deebo Samuel, giving them more of an explosiveness, and, you know, the greatest American hero running back in Bill Crosby Merritt. You know, whatever he's going to be, he gives them that big play potential that they lacked out of the backfield last year. So I was already factoring in those things. The defense to me was a question mark.
It is Ben Standig. You know him from Last Man Standig, which is where he's doing his Commanders writing right now. Sign up. It's going to be a ride this season. But he brought one of my favorite things that he does to the Substack, and I'm glad you came on so we can nerd out about it. One of the principles of this show, Ben, is we talk about the things I want to talk about. We don't answer to the masses. We just have fun. And I love your agent survey every year. You talk to 24 agents, all anonymous, weighed in. You asked about everything. You asked about Bill Belichick. You asked about Shedeur Sanders. You asked him about all sorts of fun stuff. And that's available on the Substack, Last Man Standing. But I'll be honest, there was a lot of Howie Roseman praise in there, and nobody's drafting better than him, and I'd argue nobody's acquiring better than him at the moment. What do you make of his stranglehold on the admiration of the agents right now?
Well, you know what's funny is that, like, you know, he just made another trade this week, grab a running back. So I think, look, when I started this, so this was the seventh year. So I want to say my first or second year when I started asking questions that potentially had a more of a negative slant to them, Howie Roseman was somebody that would get dinged an awful lot. As somebody said in this survey, he's cocky. He can be arrogant. He's unconventional, which for some people is makes them uncomfortable. And when things don't go well, it's easy to poke holes and say, look at this guy. You know, who does he think he is? But on the other hand, he's doing things that we just don't see most other teams do. The level, I mean, just in the last month or so, he's made like five trades, guys coming in, guys going out. He's playing, like, I don't want to say he's playing the game like a fantasy football owner, because it's obviously much more serious and focused than that, but he's willing to make moves. I just think a lot of other teams are not. And when you combine with the actual results, i.e. they just won a Super Bowl and have been a top contender here the last few years, you know, they won one with Nick Foles a few years back, it leads to admiration. I mean, even the people who said to me, oh my God, this guy, they were like, what am I going to say? He's clearly the best one. And I think it's like, it's not just, you know, draft a player, hope player turns out great and go from there. He's looking to maximize every roster spot. And I personally respect that. And clearly a lot of other people have as well. Again, the results speak for themselves.
That's why I was so fascinated with the Jahan Dotson deal last year, because I thought, all right, you know, I see what everybody sees every day here, and it's time to move him along. But it's him. Like, he's almost one of those things, you remember back in the day, teams just would have a blanket rule, don't trade with Belichick, because whatever you think you're winning, you're not winning. He's pulling one over on you. And I trust Adam Peters, and I like Adam Peters, and his name came up in your survey, and I think he garners good respect around the league. But I think Roseman's in that spot now. Everything this dude touches seems to turn to gold.
It's hard to argue. I think, you know, like, we don't talk about him or really almost any of these teams in like that Moneyball type way. You know, the Cleveland Browns actually tried to implement that for a little bit, and to some degree they still have some of that, because I think Paul DePodesta, who was Billy Beane's number two, I think he's still with the Browns. I think so, or at least he has been up until fairly recently. But either way, I think it may make some sense to look at Howie Roseman from that perspective. Like you mentioned, Jahan Dotson, you know, he had been a first-round pick 2 years prior. The first year, he led Washington in touchdown receptions, even though he missed a chunk of games due to injuries. And as we know from covering this team for a long time, you can blame any player's issues or any coach's issues on the organizational stink and be reasonable to say, yeah, let's see them away from there. Now, Jahan didn't do that much last year, but I kind of just viewed it as Howie Roseman buying a distressed asset that has had some production on the relative cheap. And I think that's how he views a lot of these things. It's clearly, you know, he's not forming clearly lifelong bonds with these players. They are viewed as commodities, and if he could maximize their value, whether that's trading somebody for a sixth round pick or sending a seventh round pick to get a guy who he thinks is better than what's already on his roster, he'll do it. And you know, like I said, I mean, the results have largely worked for themselves. And by the way, it's not just that. You know, he gets credit by a lot of people for being aggressive with his contract, signing some guys early. You know, his division rivals in Washington, as we saw, spent the entire summer negotiating with Terry McLaurin and eventually got a deal that a lot of people thought they could have gotten, you know, 2 months prior. Howie Roseman somehow was aggressive and signed Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Devontae Smith, all to bigger deals. Now, like with everything else, you got to pay the piper somewhere else, and their defense has lost some players, but still, he's been able to largely find replacement pieces there as well. So he does a good job being aggressive on the front end and finding pieces to replace the guys he loses over and over again.
All right, that's quite enough praise for the Philadelphia Eagles. None of it wrong. None of it wrong. We're at Ben Standing in a minute. Stick around. You're listening to 910 The Fan live from Lambeau.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Ben Standing, last man standing, is the podcast, joins us, the podcast, the Substack, the media empire, as we say now, or as we've said for at least the last 15 minutes. Ben, kind enough to join us today, chat about his NFL agent survey. Here's what surprised me. You asked an open-ended question about NIL and college players getting paid. It seemed like the pro agents are wary to unhappy about the effect NIL is going to have on their business.
Yeah, you know, it's always tough to convey emotion in just text. That's why I don't like having real life conversations with people over text, because you never know what it gets confusing as to if somebody upset or crying or sad. So I don't know if I did justice here, but I will say that the oy vey aspect of this was very high for a lot of these agents. Look, there were some who were like, hey, I'm thrilled that the players are finally getting money. They've been, deserved this for many, many years. They're the revenue drivers. I think generally everybody kind of gets that. The rub is that it is so chaotic. And I know you talk about college sports, and now you talk about high school sports to a degree with some of this, that it's just such a mess. It's such the wild, wild west. There's no real regulation. And that's the problem. Like, they're all telling me about having to recruit, forget college players, they're having to talk to high school kids. And, the high school kids and their parents are not ready for these discussions. They have not been exposed to, the realities of this, that some just have their hands out because they think that's what's supposed to happen, or they're just not realistic. And, these are the people who are also simultaneously signing, market resetting, having their players sign market resetting contracts, or they're having the number one pick in the draft. They shouldn't be on some level dealing with this, but this is the nature of the sport. And as several of them said, if I want to be doing this job in 10 years, I have to start recruiting at high school. That's where this all starts now. And so, yeah, they're both concerned, annoyed, frustrated, and at times angry over the state of this. And they hope that whether it's the NCAA or the NFLPA, that somebody gets a hold on this. But right now, it doesn't seem likely.
I've never uttered the phrase, the NFL is a well-oiled machine looking out for the players. But then you look at the NCAA and the Wild West and some of these things that are happening, and you think, man, NFL is light years ahead of these guys. Some of these stories are just insane because there's no regulation. There's no rules.
Yeah, look, I mean, this all ties into the craziness that's been college sports in the last, 20 years. I don't know how long it's been since all the conferences have realigned, and, some don't even exist. I mean, look, the fact that the Pac-12 essentially doesn't exist, sorry, yes. Oregon State and Washington State, but it doesn't, really exist. And it's just nuts. And, these insane Big Ten coalitions that literally stretch from coast to coast. But this is all because there is nobody really running the show. Each individual conference kind of does what they want to do. And, this continues to trickle down into now this scenario where it's just, who's got money. Now, interestingly enough, this has to some degree maybe leveled the playing field. For example, your alma mater, what did they get? Somebody has recently donated
$300 million.
Yeah, and that's kind of good money. That's the kind of money that can buy some players, and we can say buy players now because it's actually legitimate. This isn't some shady, money in an envelope kind of deal. It's, hey, this is above board. We can do this. So there is potentially some ways to flatten out the playing field, but realistically, not so much. It's ultimately going to be the power schools are only going to get more powerful. And I'm somebody who, college basketball was maybe my favorite sport as a kid. I loved everything, but maybe it was my favorite. It's unwatchable right now for me because of this, the constant transfers. You factor in NIL, they're just kind of chasing the money around the country. Good for them, but it's terrible for the sport. And then, now NIL, it's sort of the same deal. And, at least when you get to the NFL, there are contracts. Like, you can't just
it's take the more money stable league. Somewhere else.
Yeah, it really is, and that's why it'll be interesting to see, does the NFL at some point kind of get involved? Because it is, I don't know. I mean, I think there's the other parts of this I thought were interesting. Some of the agents were like, when we invest in players, or for teams for that matter, when they invest in players, you don't know what's going to happen when the guy gets money. Well, now you do. Now you're going to see these players get paid, and now you'll see it. Well, do they keep working hard? Do they keep striving, or do they buy the car, you know, sit back thinking they've made it? And, you know, it does give you a little more exposure into the individual, but it also potentially, as one of the agents said, you lose some of the grittiness that guys, you know, especially with football, come into the league because, hey, they've already made X millions of dollars. That's pretty good money, and they haven't even done anything yet.
Yeah, it's well put. There's a lot still to sort out there, and I thought some very illuminating answers there from some people close to the situation. Ben Standig, biggest UMBC fan I know, had to have enjoyed the irony when Ryan Odom signed with UVA this offseason to be their new coach. That's the stuff the Hollywood scriptwriters would reject right there all those years later. Ben, I want to ask
how many questions did he get asked about that, like, at his press conference? Like, that's insane. Like, he can't – every time this guy talks, like, why is he here? Oh, he had the biggest win upset ever. What was it? Well, I mean, that's crazy.
He needs to schedule them. That needs to be one of his first tasks. Complete the loop, complete the circle, prove you can win from both sides. Ben Standig, Last Man Standig, is the Substack and the podcast. And of course, he'll be with the Commanders all season long. You did the NFL agent survey. I'll sneak in one more about that before we wrap up on the Commanders. Because you asked about the teams that people don't like to deal with. Cincinnati, of course, came up in that. Chicago is a team that has kind of moved to that list recently. How refreshing is it to cover a team now that's not only not on that list, but got a vote on the other side?
Yeah, so going back 7 years, so this is like, what, 2019, I think, was the first year I did this. So that's the literal end note of Bruce Allen and Dan Snyder. You know, I've got a few more years, you know, with Ron Rivera after that. And when I started this and would ask the question, like, basically, what's the worst run organization? Who do you trust the least? For some people, it was just, especially if they're talking to a DC reporter, it was easy to just be like, oh, Lord, your guys. I mean, I would get so many, you know, of course, as you can imagine, like, I can't use everything that I'm being told because, you know, some of it would be obviously incriminating or it's just not for public consumption. But, you know, just constant barrage of terrible stories and, you know, experiences that these agents dealt with or what they've heard from their players. And the complete, you know, 180, like we use the term of complete 180 sometimes for things that are not a complete 180. Yes. I mean, this is the definition of one, not even just because Jaden Daniels is, you know, one of the rising stars in the league, but it's not, the ick factor is gone. Even if Adam Peters or Dan Quinn makes a move or two that's like, that didn't quite work. It's based on football. It's not based on, you know, horrible human beings being in charge of things. So yeah, it's a complete 180, and it's such, so refreshing. I mean, honestly, it's several, like when I would ask the question about which is the most, you know, frustrating franchise to deal with, several of them, as they're hemming and hawing thinking, they're like, boy, it used to be so much easier when I would just pick your team. So yeah, it's pretty interesting.
And now here we are, Thursday night national TV pair 1-0 teams that could very much be playing a game that will determine playoff seeding or position when we get to that spot. Everybody needs to follow Ben Standig, subscribe to the Substack. You know this. I do the thing here, the Richmonder local news, and one of the selling points is our City Hall reporter Graham Mumaugh has covered City Hall and did it a decade ago and has institutional knowledge. And Ben has institutional knowledge about the Commanders, which I think makes his coverage even better. Thursday night, Green Bay. What are you going to be looking for here? We've mentioned Thursday night games, so random, so tough on the short week. Is there anything you'd like to come away having seen from this team?
Well, I think probably, you know, we already mentioned the defense. I mean, seeing another game where the defensive front is imposing would go a long way towards feeling like this is a real change. But beyond that, you know, look, I'm not worried about Jaden Daniels at all, even if, you know, the other day was a little bit, you know, less than his usual incredibly high level. But, you know, let's see Terry McLaurin get going there. He didn't do a ton in week one, understandable to an extent because he missed all of camp. Timing might be off a little bit. But, you know, he's got Deebo Samuel now with him. And Deebo Samuel, we talk so much about how Terry had terrible quarterbacks his whole time in Washington before Jaden Daniels. Go look at the second receivers before Deebo Samuel. It's a who's who of who is that guy, oftentimes. So, you know, to see what he can do with Deebo as his running mate on top of, you know, Zach Ertz is still really effective. You know, Ja'Cory Kroski, Merritt Bill gives them that explosive ability. Austin Eckler. Like, they've got more offensive weapons than they did a year ago, but let's just see Terry McLaurin get going. I'm not worried that he won't, but I, you know, when you miss as much time as he did, you don't want it to be he starts finding his gear in week six. Like, let's get that going sooner than later, and hopefully, you know, that happens for them Thursday night.
Don't want to get Wally pipped by Chris Moore, who had a very nice catch and sent me scrambling for my roster card on Sunday. Ben Standing, last man standing, appreciate you making some time for us. Have a great day.
Michael, I always appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Ben Standing, everybody, thank you for making time for us. We appreciate it. We gotta go. AOD Radio up next tomorrow from the bar in Green Bay in Titletown. Looking forward to that. 3 days live from Lambeau. Thanks for joining us for day one. If you missed anything, you know about the Odyssey app. You know it's free. You know it's got the rewind button. Grab it. Check in on that. AWOD Radio up next. We're back tomorrow. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.